Oh, hi listeners. Well, is it that time again? Bedtime. The time to go to bed. The time to lie down. Take deep, slow breaths. Get comfortable. Put on your favorite Digimon audio-only playthrough podcast. It could be this podcast you're listening to. Maybe you subscribe to one of those other 15th anniversary PSP RPG Digimon Story podcasts, which are audio-only Let's Plays. Maybe you listen to a different one of those. Maybe, you know, hey, that's fine. That's cool. That's fine. You're allowed to listen to other podcasts than this, if you want. I mean, I'm not going to be upset about it. But for those of you who have come to listen to me play Digimon 15th Anniversary PSP RPG Digimon Adventure for the PSP on this particular audio-only Let's Play podcast, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Lie down and get comfortable. Take deep breaths, like I said. Yada yada, blah 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 blah. Hey, it's time to go beat Devimon. Wait, yes. Angimon's awakening. With Leomon's help, the kids fight Devimon. Doesn't say we defeat Devimon. Just says we fight Devimon. Are we gonna defeat Devimon? I don't know. Maybe this is gonna be one of those story fights where at the end of it, even though we beat Devimon, he's like, ha 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 ha, I'm much too powerful. And then Favush, he disappears in a cloud of bats or something, and then we have to go on more adventures and then defeat him later. Or maybe at the end of this episode. Maybe, listeners, at the end of this episode, we're going to have defeated Devimon completely. Our role here in the Digiverse will have been fulfilled, and we'll be given the freedom to travel back to Japan and reunite with all of our dear, beloved families. Our dear families, like the elephant's child, who, at the end of his adventures in the great, grey, green, greasy, digital Limpopo River, defeated the source of all evil, the crocodile, and then went back to his dear families in wherever he was, wherever that story took place. Back in Elephant Town, you know? Maybe at the end of this episode, there's going to be no more Devimon, and that'll be the end of the game, right? Roll credits. Good job, everybody. High fives all around. Hug your Digimon. Maybe they want to come back to Japan with you. I think that'll probably be allowed. Sure, it'll be fine. No one will care. We'll pretend that they're stuffed animals or something. There certainly won't be some kind of weird, gross sunglasses monkey Digimon popping up after this story is over, right?
The concert sensation of the server continent is back. All right, it's Etamon the King.
Edimon? Is his name Edimon? Like some gross monkey suit Digimon who I don't like?
Hey, you measly little digidestined humans, thank you very much. Hello.
Who has like an Elvis voice and drives around in like an American rock star caravan?
You better watch out, you digidestined kids. I'll find you. And when I do, you'll wish you'll never crossed Antimon. I'll get you.
There's not going to be anything like that, is there? No, it's not going to sing into a microphone at any point, is he? No, probably not, right? All right, let's awaken Angimon. Oh, party preparation, huh? We have to take Taichi with us, apparently. And then Takeru and Kishiru are here. I'm going to fight the temptation to just leave Takeru and Kishiru in the party because their sphere grids are already, like, I've already put digipieces in them to make the Digimon nice and powerful. No, I'm going to fight that urge. We're going to have Palmon. And we're going to have Hugh. Okay, well, we get a choice of Yamato, Takeru, or Kishiru. So it's Taichi, Mimi, and then one of those three. I feel like Takeru and Yamato, they got a chance to hang out together over the last two episodes, right? So it's Tentamon's time to shine. Go, Kishiru. It's Kishiru, Taichi, Mimi. That's who's going to be... Hang on a second. Don't we have to have Angemon with us? Don't we have to have TK? According to the game, no, apparently we don't. Okay, cool. Well, whatever. Let's just have a party of Tai Chi, Mimi, and Kishiro. No Patamon to be found. None at all. That's cool? Is that cool game? Episode start, I guess? Okay, it is cool. Hooray. It's Leomon, friendly Leomon. Help the chosen children, he's saying. Support the chosen children. Help of the Beast King. That's what he's like now. This is the base of Infinity Mountain, says Leomon. Wow, how did we get here? I thought that this is on a totally different island to the one that we were on at the end of last episode. Did Elecmon's ploy to make friends with the Pyokumon to change the direction that the island was moving on actually pay off, but just off camera so we didn't get to see it happen? That's kind of weird. We're just on the Infinity Mountain island in the middle of the archipelago now, huh? What are your favorite archipelagos, listeners? Got any favorite archipelagos? Indonesia's a pretty good one. Indonesia's a pretty good archipelago. You know where else? The Philippine Islands, the Philippines. So that's a good archipelago. Yeah. Is New Zealand technically an archipelago? Can an archipelago be two islands? Like New Zealand is? Is two islands an archipelago, Editor Dan?
Okay, well, hang on. First of all, I'll have you know, in fact, Dan, that New Zealand is not just two islands. Oh, no, sir. New Zealand is made up of over 700 islands, you buffoon. And it's very reductive of you to completely erase over 700 islands by implying to everybody listening that New Zealand is just two islands. The nation of New Zealand is made up of over 700 islands, and I would appreciate you taking the time to educate yourself on this matter. And what does that make New Zealand, listeners? It makes it completely irrelevant to this very important question that we now all have. Yes, the archipelagic nature of New Zealand is not in question at all. But still, that leaves us all wondering, can you call two islands an archipelago? So of course, listeners, I did a whole bunch of internet research on the topic, and what I found was that the scientific community and the cartographical community and all of the geographical societies out there, well, they're a bunch of cowards, because they're remaining completely silent on this front. No one is prepared to say whether two islands are an archipelago. When I search for that question on the internet webpage Google, no results, only, like, slightly related articles about what an archipelago is. So, what do? Well, I have to start researching the definition of the word archipelago, don't I? So when I find the definition of the word archipelago on many different reputable websites, I'll have you know, I find certain contradictions. Like sometimes it says a chain of islands or a group of islands, and I think, oh, well, good. Two links can be called a chain, can't you? You just need two links and then, hey, that's a chain, isn't it? Yeah, sure, totally. But then some websites will say it has to be many islands. And two islands is not many, so then I think, oh no, well, two islands is not an archipelago then, is it? I'm stumped. The contradictions, they're coming at me hard and fast, so I have to start asking sideways questions. I type in, what's the name of two islands? And the internet is stunningly silent on that front as well. Except I get some weirdo out there who's going, hey, what's the collective noun for islands? And then some other weirdo says it's archipelago. So is archipelago the collective noun for islands? Like the collective noun for crows is it's a murder of crows? If there's a bunch of crows all next to each other, then that's a murder of crows. So then I start to think to myself, well, two birds, is that a flock? Can two birds be a flock? And I think, well, no, it probably can't. Two birds is too few birds to be a flock. I wouldn't call that a flock. But then two cattle, two cows, is that a herd? And suddenly I'm not so sure anymore. Maybe a herder could herd two cows. Maybe two cows is good enough to be someone's herd. Right? So suddenly I'm not so sure anymore. I finally turn to real world examples. I try to find real world examples of two islands next to each other. Not with smaller islands around them, or not in an island chain. Not like New Zealand where there's two big ones and then 700 little ones that I didn't know about. I'm really sorry, New Zealand. but actually just two islands. So, listeners, can you think of any real-world examples of just two islands next to each other in the ocean, or a lake, or the seas? I'll let you shout out your examples now, and I'll hear them. Huh? Oh! Oh yes, I think I heard the right answer out there, amongst the crowd of voices. Say it again, please?
Diomedes.
Yes, that's correct. The Diomedes Islands, in the Bering Strait. Yes, the strait, the stretch, the strip of water separating Alaska, which is part of the United States of America, from Siberia, which is part of Russia. So it's this stretch of water with a continent on either side of it. And in the middle of that long stretch of water, there's these two islands, the Diomedes Islands. And they're just two islands next to each other, not a chain, not other islands, not anything like that. And you might have heard of these islands before. There's a famous fact about them, and that is that the international date line crosses between the two islands, which are just a couple kilometers away from each other. So where it's like Monday on one island, it's Tuesday on the island next to it. There's 21 hours difference between the two islands. That's crazy. That's like if it was Monday in Midland and it was Tuesday in Bassendean, right? So just imagine that. Anyway, that's totally beside the point. The point is that this real-world example of just two islands in the water, in the ocean, in the Bering Strait, separating Alaska and Siberia, they just so happen to hold the final truth about this important, important question. The last little piece of evidence, the golden capstone that fits right at the top of this conundrum. Are you ready? Because the Diomedes Islands, which is just two islands, appears on a Wikipedia list of archipelagos. That's right. Wikipedia.org, the community compiled encyclopedia, has a list of archipelagos, and the Diomedes Islands is on that list. Thank you very much, Your Honor. I rest my case. Back to you, Dan. Oh, well, there you go. Editor Dan, is Japan an archipelago?
Yes, of course Japan's an archipelago. Now get back to work.
Oh, well, there you go. You learn something new every day, don't you? Don't you, listeners? Didn't we just then learn that? Thanks, Editor Dan. Okay, cool. Well, here we are with Leomon. Now that we've learned about archipelagos, here on this geography podcast where we learn about nothing except for archipelagos and isthmuses. And I guess Avgolomono in that one episode where we learned about Avgolomono. This is another educational episode where I changed the tag from entertainment on SoundCloud to learning, which is like their equivalent of an education show. This is a learning podcast now. You just learnt. Taishi Yagami says, "That's where Devimon's waiting for us." Infinity Mountain, apparently.
Oi!
Oi! It's Joe Kiddo! Hey, Joe!
Hi,
Joe! Sora's like, "Hi, G! Hey, guys!" Everyone is like, "Whoa!" Even Leomon is like, "Oh, cool, more chosen children. I love these guys." "Joe, Sora, you're safe," says Tai Chi. Wait, did I hit record? Oh my gosh, I did. Oh, thank gosh. For a second there, I thought I didn't. Well, would you look at that. The recorder says I've been recording for 7 minutes, and the clock says it's 12:07. That means I hit record exactly at 12 o'clock midday lunchtime. That's nice to note. "Joe, Sora, you're safe," says Tai Chi Yagami.
Oh,
yukata! Glad we could catch up to you. That was a weird rattling, banging noise. I wonder what made that noise in the background. Huh. Kind of strange banging noise to hear alone in the house. Did a cat tip over a tin can? Who knows? Who knows? But let's not let it bother us, listeners. You know what they say. When you worry, you suffer twice. That's the saying. Juo Kido says, "Oh, speak of the devil. Speak of the Devimon. I was really worried about what we were going to do if you left us behind." Oh, poor Juo Kido. "I can say I'm glad you two are safe, or I thought you two were going to run." Well, Tai Chi, what kind of a choice is this? I can't possibly make the bottom choice, can I, listeners? I can't possibly. This is, it's even more impossible for me to make the bottom choice here than it was that time that I told Mimi to get a hold of herself and that she was being unreasonable when I was being Sora. That sounds like something that Sora would say to Mimi. This doesn't sound like something Tai Chi would say to anyone. Oh, I thought you two were just going to run away. Yeah, great, Tai Chi. What a cool guy you are, huh? No. Juo, Sora, I am really glad you two are safe. Oh, Tai Chi, says Sora. Friendship with Sora ranked up. But not Juo? Would Juo have liked to hear the other option? Would Juo have liked the other option, listeners? Do you think? Let's find out, shall we? Okay, here we are. I can either say I'm really glad you two are safe, or I thought you two were gonna run. Hey, I thought you two were just gonna run away. Tai Chi, says Grumpy Sora. Now what does Juo say? Hey, how rude, Tai Chi. Oh, Juo kiddo didn't like that at all. Sorry, says Tai Chi. Okay, well, let's just quickly rewind time and make that not have happened. Alright, Yukata, we're glad we could catch up to you. Yeah, we were worried you were going to leave us behind, says Juo. I'm really glad you two are safe, says Tai Chi. Canonically, that's definitely what happened. Oh, Tai Chi, says Sora Takanuchi. Friendship with Sora ranked up. And Juo Kido says, hey, what's wrong, Tai Chi? You're not acting like your usual self. Well, it's such a great day, says Tai Chi Yagami. We got to meet up with you two guys again. Okay. Well, we're all here, says Tai Chi. Yamato Ishida says, and we've got Liamon helping us out as well. Sora is like, whoa! It sure seems like a whole lot has happened while we've been gone. I'm surprised, says Juo Kido. It's the least I can do to atone. Please allow me to assist you. Yeah, Liamon is atoning. And when you atone, you, like, try and make up for something bad you've done in your past. That's atonement. That's atoning. So Liamon is atoning for his, you know, reckless days of wild abandon that he spent being brainwashed by evil Debimon and controlled by horrible gears. To atone for that, he's going to help out the Chosen Children. Help the Chosen Children! That's what he says. Oh, no, it's fine. I was just a little surprised, says Juo Kido. Yeah, we're looking forward to working with you, Liamon, says Sora. Oh, okay, let's go find that Devimon, says Tai Chi Yagami, with a serious, determined look on his face. And here we are, in control of everybody. What? Okay, I just went to go in the DigiPieces menu, and I've looked at the party, and here's Tai Chi, here's Mimi. Where's Kishiro Izumi? Instead of Kishiro, we've got Liamon in the party. But he's got a big orange bar across his character portrait which says support. So he's not really part of the team, he's just a support character. He's got 2,000 health, looks like a cool guy. I'm going to edit in some duck noises this time, I think. I like ducks. We're going to do duck noises for the digipiece and all the battles and stuff. So let's quickly equip some digipieces. Quack, quack, quack. Okay, there we go. Great. Yep, all digipieces look totally fine. Here's a Kawagamon. I'm going to attack it from behind. Hey-ya! And now I'm going to find out if it's a Kawagamon star. Successfully ambush Kawagamon. It is a Kawagamon star. Wait a second. Izzy is just not in the party. It's Agumon, Palmon, and Leomon. But I made the choice. Like, it's just taken my third-party member and just flat replaced it with Liamon. I don't know if I'm into that. Agumon, Digivolve to Greymon. Attack the Kawagamon star. Take this. Uh-oh, 264. Liamon just did an attack called Lion King. It did 84 damage. I didn't get to choose to make him do that. And it seems like I can't change his AI to manual mode like I can with people in my party so I can control their attacks. Liamon might just be a bit of a dead weight here, just getting in the way, getting in my party where I don't want him to be. This kind of stinks. All right, let's just beat this thingy monster.
Hey listeners, Editor Dan here. Have you ever heard the call of an eider duck before? Get a load of this. Pretty cool, huh?
Okay, we got it. Yeah, Liam one, I guess, is kind of interesting. He works in exactly the same way as he does when we fight him. So that means he has an automatic counter. Whenever anybody hits Liamon, he has it always works. He always hits them with a counter attack. But it only does between 80 and 100 damage. And everybody else's just normal standard attacks do 200 plus damage. But Liamon is a little bit not as good as the rest of the party. I kind of would just prefer to have Izzy here. You heard it here first. Izzy, better than Liamon. Look, an item box. Hardwing times 3. You know what I need, listeners? I need sharp claws. Because, this guy, what's his name? What's his name? Agumon. He's got a level 1 attack boosting Tigipiece, where he could have a level 2 attack boosting Tigipiece if I had more sharp claws. Oh, it's a ghost Digimon. It is a Barkamon. Should we fight it? Oh, it looks like I've just ran away. I ran past it and it automatically transferred me up the hill. So let's just stick with that. That's fine. Taichi Yagami says, I think we've got a fighting chance against Devimon, since Sora and Jua arrived just in time. Ah, says Yamato, but Devimon's much stronger than the enemies that we've fought so far. True, but we can use the Digivices now, says Taichi. Yeah, you know what I would have said? I would have said, so are we. We're also much stronger than all the enemies we've fought before. But cool, yeah, sure. Digipieces, whatever. Yamato says, yeah, we'll defeat Digimon.
I mean, Devimon.
And we'll get back to our own world for sure. Okay, cool. Is this a secret path behind this tree? No. In a better RPG, there would have been a secret path behind that tree, hidden behind that tree. It's the kind of secret, like, you know, you'd walk behind there and there would be space behind there. Because there could be, you know, it's hiding a section of the rock wall. Just make it so that there's like a crack in the rock wall that leads off to another clearing to the right there. It'd be really easy, game developers. Really easy to make this PSP game. That's what I say, really easy. Sitting in my armchair here, sipping my chilled... Hang on a second. Oh. Just sitting down here, relaxing, enjoying this delicious chilled pineapple juice. Yum. Listening to Rob Burasa play Sleepwalking on an electric guitar. It's really easy for me to just sit here in this tropical paradise saying, yeah, I could have easily done better than these game developers. Well, listeners, guess what? No, I couldn't. I couldn't do a fraction of what one of the people on this team could have done. So, you know, far be it from me to say put a tunnel behind that tree. Because what do I know? How to edit a podcast about going to sleep while listening to Digimon. Not how to make a game from whenever this game came out on the PSP to celebrate the 15th anniversary of Digimon, the TV show Digimon. Hey, an item box. HP capsule S. Let's keep on going up this rocky path. Great! There's another Bakemon. I can fight one. Hooray! Bakemon are tough. Bakemon. But we'll be fine. Don't even worry about it. Wow, well. It seems like Liamon might be strong against Bakemon for some reason. Like, Fist of the Beast King was doing almost 800 damage with every attack that time. Whereas, with that last one, the Kawagamon Star, I guess Kawagamon Star has a higher defense than Bakemon, because it was only doing like 180 damage. There's another Kawagamon Star. I think if we fight it, our levels will go up, so let's fight it, huh? Well, would you look at this? It's a Kawagamon Star, a Mushmon Star, and a regular old Bakemon. That's a nasty surprise. I don't like that at all, but fine. Quack, quack, quack. Nice. That fight took forever. It was no fun whatsoever. Just such unassailable defense on these enemies that it was just fight for ages and ages. But hey, Palmon leveled up. We got shiny antennas and sticky sap, and we're gonna continue up the mountain path in a sort of northerly manner. There's another Bakemon. I'm running away from the Bakemon. Let's see what's around the corner. Oh, hey! Taichi Yagami says, if we defeat Devimon, we'll finally get to go home. It turns out, listeners, what was around the corner was a fun little monologue with Tai Chi. But also, the path is getting a little bit darker as we ascend. As we go up the mountain, it gets like the rocks become darker and more shadowy. It's almost like we go further into nighttime. And I can see sparkles of like frosty mist hanging in the background. Juo Kido says, "Finally, at last! I've missed so many days of cram school!" Oh, poor Juo has missed so many days of cram school. Poor Juo. Mmm, delicious. Poor Juo. "What, is cram school the only thing you worry about?" says Tai Chi Yagami. Juo Kido says, "I can't help it. I'm a student, you know." "Well, in that case, you'll have to do our best for the sake of your grades." "Oh, in that case, we'll have to do our best for the sake of your grades." Good point, Tai Chi. Okay, hey, look. Here's an item. SP Capsule Omega, a single-use item. Here's a save point. It's right in front of the mouth of a cave. Let's save the game. Let's save you, save me, save our Digimon game progress. And I quickly want to have a little look if I can find an options menu. Here we are. Okay. So, I'm not too sure if Devimon is on the other, just in this cave that we've just gotten to, or if there's more stuff. But just in case there is, Joseph had a special request for the Devimon fight, but it involves me turning the background music down. So I'm just going to lower the volume of the background music now. I can turn the voice. I can turn the voice.
Monster?
What a digital monster?
Digital monster?
Digital monster? Okay. I can turn the voices up a little bit, which I think I actually want to do, yes? The sound effects? Yeah. Why not? Sure. But the background music right down. I'll let you know what the request was when we get to Devimon. But for now, I think that means I just need to put, like, we're playing the game, right? As you can still hear, like, if anyone talks or if we do any sound effects. But it means that, Editor Dan, you've got to layer in some background music, okay? Nothing too boring, all right? But also nothing too overpowering. Okay, we've entered the cave. Tai Chi Yagami says, "You saved us when you figured out the Digivice's secrets, Kashiro." Kashiro says, "Oh, it was just a coincidence. We happened to be in the old ruins." "But aren't you the one who inspected the ruins?" says a smiling, happy Tai Chi Yagami. "Take credit for your accomplishments." "Oh, Tai Chi," says Kashiro Izumi happily. And we're walking through this dark cave. This Bark Cave. This Johann Sebastian Bark Cave. Wink, wink, Editor Dan. Yeah, so... Oh! Here's another Barkemon. What are you going to do for battle music, Editor Dan? We're about to get in a battle. Oh, I see. Okay, that sounds good. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I understand.
Baby flame!
Alright. Cool, yeah, we're fighting a Bakemon. Let's just duck noise our way through this fight. Yatta! Alright, we got it! Okay. Oh, we got a sharp fang! That's handy. Okay, we're gonna continue through this dark blue shady cave. There's another Bakemon. I'm just gonna avoid it and grab this item box. Lifesaver kit, that's handy, that's cool. There's light at the end of the tunnel here. We exit to... There's just more mountain climbing.
more mountain climbing. An item box. Protect, shields one ally from attacks. Nah, never gonna use that. There's a river here. This is the place. This feels like the place where we met Unimon. The Digimon with the Georgie LaForge style eye visor. I think that this is the self same area of the mountain. So we keep on walking. As we walk up the mountain, the environment becomes more and more lit with purple. I'm gonna avoid a Kawagamon. I snuck past it. It didn't even know I was there. There's a Bakemon. I have to fight this one. Cool. I got another sharp fang. That's handy. Alright, we continue up the purple lit mountain. Around a bend, avoiding another Bakemon. Go away, Bakemon. Where's Devimon? Another Monochromomon, you better not chase me. That one's totally fine. That's a chill Monochromomon. Look, I can walk right in front of it and it doesn't chase after me. That's so strange that there's two different kinds of Monochromomon. Some that chase you and some that don't, and then the fight is functionally identical. But there we go. Okay. We're up into an area I really haven't gotten through before. Really purple-lit mountain paths that wind around and around. And as I climb further up the mountain, I can see the lower paths that I've just walked up. Bakemon, Bakemon, running away from a Bakemon, collecting an item from an item box, HP Capsule M. Further around the bend we go. I hope you appreciate the effort I put into, like, I've disabled the background music, but I've got to have some music, so Editor Dan is piping in some Johann Sebastian Bach. That's what we're doing here right now. Hey, Taichi has something to say. We'll be at the top soon. Let's take a short break, okay? Alright. So now we get one of these situations where, like, yeah, we're just relaxing. We're chilling out here, huh? And, here's TK, there's Mimi, and there's Sora. Let's just start chatting to TK. Panamon and I were looking after a bunch of Digimon babies. I can say, that's great, Takeru, or, huh, so Digimon hatch from eggs? Wow, Digimon hatch from eggs? Yeah, really? I bet that Agumon and the others did as well. Now that I think about it, why were Agumon and the others the only ones not to be born there? Taichi, what are you talking about? How do you know they weren't born at the Digimon village? How do you know? But there we go. Alright, how's it going, Mimi? So we're still not done climbing Infinity Mountain yet. I could say, oh, Mimi, are you tired? Or, if you're tired, Mimi, you can just wait right here. Oh, Mimi, are you tired? I'm just fine. It's just a bit more than I can go... Just a bit more and then I can go home. Yeah, that's the spirit, says Taichi. Friendship up. You know, you've grown up a little bit, Mimi, says Palmon. Oh, come on, you're so mean, Palmon. Very funny. Hello, Sora. We weren't away that long, but it feels like we haven't seen each other in a long time, huh? Says Taichi. Yeah, well, you know, a lot happened while we were separated. Agumon and I wound up drifting to a place with a ton of ice and snow, says Taichi. Oh yeah, well, we got captured by some ghosts, says Sora. They both look really exhausted by recent events, listeners. What, really? Hey, tell me all about it when we get home. Yeah, sure thing, says Sora. Yeah, sore thing, says Sora. Okay, come on everyone, let's keep on heading up, says Taichi.
He looks determined.
Alright, further up the path we walk. As we go, everything continues to grow more and more purple. Well, look at this. A save point, and I can see some green ogre-y feet just up the path a little bit from us. I wonder whose green ogre-y feet and whose bone club is that they are belonging to just up the path ahead. Oh no, it's Ogremon! Ogremon. Ha ha! Oh no, that's Agumon. Ha! There you go.
Ha! I've been waiting up here, you brats!
You don't have a chance, Ogremon. Why don't you just run for it?
Oh, I don't think so.
Ah, what's with this sudden confidence? Says Saichi. I've become one with Devimon and been granted great power. What? Says Yamato. I won't lose to you again. I'll choke the life right out of ya. Whoa, jeez Louise. But here we are. We're in a fight with Ogremon. It's Ogremon.
Lucky we've got Liamon doing basically nothing here with us.
Okay, Ogremon, evolve into Greymon.
Good job. How about a Mega Flame? I'm sure we'll get a chance to backtrack. Uh-oh. Automatic counter, huh? Yeah, that's no good. I'm sure we'll get a chance to backtrack to the save point and replenish our SP after this Ogremon fight. We poisoned Ogremon and lowered his attack as well. His attack rose because of his anger digipiece, and he has an automatic counter. 500 damage from the poison, though. That's good. Yeah, Ogremon's bad news, because his anger digipiece makes his attack rise every time we attack him. So, we've just got to erase it with Mega Flames. Go. 1,000 damage, that's real good. His attack increase, that's really bad. Palmon digivolved to Togemon. We're just going to see if we can land some really lucky Coconuts punches, okay? Coconuts punch!
Coconuts punch!
Missed. And he counters. Fist of the Tyrant! Oh no, Togemon's on really low health now! Okay, well, Greymon hit him with a Mega Flame. Get automatically countered. Fist of the Tyrant targeting Liamon, that's good. 500 damage to Ogremon, that's good. Automatic counter from Liamon, that's good. Now, Togemon, it's time for you to heal everyone. Heal everyone for 400 health. Okay, cool. You're going to need to do that again next round, though. Alright, listeners. It's down to half health. The battle is just going to continue in this fashion right now. Okay, here comes the last Mega Flame. Boom! That was tough. That was a tough fight. I actually think that, that Palmon, instead of having a heal which does 400 to every single party member, should have the heal that does 800 to a single party member. Because Ogremon's Fist of the Tyrant was doing 1,000 damage. So if that hits someone, it would take two turns to heal them, not even up to full, using her her group heal digipiece. Whereas, like, one healing with the 800 hit point digipiece would be, you know, almost good enough. Many level ups. Defense boost digipiece dropped. That's cool. Ogremon says, "Gah!" Oh wow, he exploded into purple dust and was sucked upwards into the sky by some kind of beam, like he was like a Pokemon returning to a Pokeball. Oh my gosh, says Takeru, did we just kill Ogremon? He looks a bit worried. Takeru, I appreciate your concern for poor sweet Ogremon. Maybe he was just a misguided Digimon. Maybe he was being controlled. Oh no, remember, he was a flat-out evil Digimon even before Devimon got involved in the situation. No, he just said that he had become one with Devimon. He's not dead, says Liamon. Well, he wasn't enough to stop us from getting to Devimon. Let's hurry, says Taichi. Let's hurry and backtrack to the save point. And you can save you, save me, save our memories. Okay, well, that save's complete. We're gonna rush up the mountain and fight Devimon right now, I think. We come around the bend here. The camera swirls around. There's a second Whoa, time to save you. Save me. Save our memories. Not that we need to save our memories, because our last visit to a save point is so fresh in our minds, isn't it, listeners? Yes, indeed. But I guess the game isn't gonna throw 50 million save points at us unless just up the path here, the purple stony path at the top of the mountain, there's not— Whoa, it's Devimon!
Hello, Devamon.
Chosen children, I can't believe that you've managed to meet up and appear in front of me once again.
Can you hear that, listeners? Can you hear that in the background? That's Joseph's request. When we fight Devimon, he wanted to hear the last giant boss music from Dark Souls 2 playing. It's like, Dad, when you get to Devimon, can you play the last giant music? Yeah, sure thing, Joe. Of course I can. We're gonna fight Devimon with the last giant music playing in the background. Obviously, of course. Good choice, really good choice. Devimon, says Taichi Yagami.
Come to me, powers of darkness, says a spooky looking Devimon.
Hang on. Oh no, he's growing gigantic, and he's also playing his own music. Let me hold the Vita far away so it doesn't clash with the last giant music. Okay. Whoa, no! In a cutscene, he grew gigantic. Yeah! What is this? Joseph, did you request the last giant boss music from Dark Souls 2 because you knew that Devimon was going to grow to the size of the last giant? Because he's seriously his like last giant size right now that we're fighting. I had no idea that was going to happen. If so, clever boy, well done. Mimi is like, yeah, what is this?
The powers of darkness have made him into a giant, says Leomon.
Joseph, you're a genius.
I'll make a file island into your graveyard, says evil Devimon.
He's gonna come at us, says Taichi Yagami. Oh no! He's pulling off his own arm, listeners, and is using it as a club. Oh no, that's what the last giant does, not what Devimon does. Well, okay, it's time for Agumon to digivolve into Greymon. Might as well use Mega Flame. 402 damage, that's no good. It's time for Palmon to try and land some plant shocks. Mm-hmm, no. We've got Leomon holding us back. Razor Wing, 70 damage to everybody. Everybody gets hit with shock, between 70 and 140. Palmon's attack went up because of her anger, her deep-seated anger. But plant shock again, please poison Devimon, that would be amazing. Okay, his attack was lowered, that's good.
Joking.
This is the Beast King from Leomon. Do a couple of dodge rolls and drink an Estus flask, listeners. Mega Flame from Greymon. Demon's Ray. Okay, everyone is inflicted with shock, which makes our turns further away, I guess. Plant shock from Palmon. Please land poison, please. What is he, immune?
Mega Flame.
Razor Wing again. Damages everyone. He's not that strong. Doesn't do that much damage. Maybe he has a super attack later on. If you want to picture this fight, listeners, we're standing up on a cliff, like an elevated ramp-shaped cliff. That is just part of Infinity Mountain. Devimon is standing slightly further down the mountain, but he's taller than us standing up on this cliff. So his feet are down lower than us on a lower platform, but his like torso is in line with us and his head is towering over us. So we're fighting giant Devimon right now. We're desperately trying to proc poison on giant, last giant Devimon. Attack lowered again, that's good. He just seems to be immune. Is it time to stop trying to hit him with poison? I'll try one more time. And then it's just gonna be coconut punches from here on out. Come on, poison. Nah, nothing doing. I think it's coconut punch time. Leomon has an automatic counter for 48 damage. Good job, Leomon. I hope you feel good about that. Mega Flame for 394 damage. This guy's got high defense. He's got high defense, but pretty low attack. Okay, Palmon, Digivolve to...
Togemon.
Skill. Coconut's Punch.
Coconut's Punch!
Missed! Maybe just normal attacks are better for Togemon, because Coconut's Punch does always miss, right? Coconut's Punch is not that great. He's down past half health. I mean, I'm enjoying myself. It's a little bit of, like, SP point management has to start happening now, but Togemon, it's time to heal everyone, because we're low enough that 400 hit points each is gonna be, you know, a little bit of a help. Uh-oh, his attack returned to normal, hits us with another Demon Ray. Automatic counter from Liamon. I'm gonna need to start conserving SP with Greymon, because he doesn't have that much left. Just use Great Antler for 3 SP. Yeah, that was good. I liked that. Togemon. That was about a Macajab. No, that was useless. That was nothing. That did less damage than the plant shocks from Palmon. Great Antler. 3 SP. Yeah, that's doing pretty good work. Deathclaw. Uh-oh. 300 damage to Togemon. Her anger piece makes her attack go up. Might as well do a Macajab. Juken. It's down to very, very little health indeed. How about another Great Antler? Maybe this will just knock him out? Oh, one more. One more hit from Togemon would probably do it. I think I want her to heal, just in case there's a second phase to this attack, though. Yeah, heal us up, Togemon. Good idea. And then maybe Liamon can do it. Yeah, Liamon did it! Liamon beat Devimon. Just like the prophecy foretold, Liamon was victorious over Devimon. Hooray for the chosen lion! We got a bunch of experience points. And there we go. I guess that's the end of the Last Giant music. Good choice, Joseph. Really well done. You know, I can't help but notice that Angemon hasn't awakened yet. I wonder what's the deal with this. Ah, so the so-called chosen of children can only do this much to me, says Devimon. Everyone is like, oh no. Oh, jeez. What? He was only toying with us? Asked Taichi Yagami. It is your fate to be destroyed right here, insists Devimon. The powers of darkness are expanding, says Liamon. Now for a trial of strength, says Devimon. He whacks us with his big Devimon hand. Ooh-wah, says everybody. Oh no, he was going easy on us. Oh no, we've all been knocked out. Ah, says Taichi Yagami, picking himself unsteadily up onto his feet. Guys! First, I shall start with the smallest of the chosen children. Ah, says Takeru Takeishi. He's the smallest. Does he mean Takeru? Asks Yamato, lying prone on the ground. If you disappear, I have nothing left to be afraid of. Oh no, he's trying to whack us with his big devil hands! Takeru! Shouts Patamon. Oh! Liamon jumped in the way of the giant devil hand attack! Gah! Says Liamon. Liamon, are you okay? Asks Taichi Yagami.
Yes, but I don't think I have any more power.
Oh, Liamon! Says Takeru Takeishi. Oh no, says Patamon. Why am I the only one who can't evolve? And is sitting up on his bum. Like he was like propping himself. If you picture like a, you know, if you picture a kidney bean lying on a table, and then you pick up the kidney bean and you balanced it up long ways, that's what dear sweet Patamon looked like. A kidney bean balanced up on its, you know, upwards. Vertical kidney bean configuration. Devimon says,
All of you, you watch and observe the smallest chosen child's greatest and final moment. The moment he gets squashed by me, Devimon. Ha 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 ha.
No! I'm gonna protect Takeru, says Patamon.
Oh, Patamon, says Takeru.
I've decided I'm gonna stay with Takeru.
Ah, oh, the words of a powerless Digimon are only in vain, says evil Devimon.
Patamon, says Takeru Takeishi.
Wow, wow, wow!
Light emanates from TK's little digipiece. Shooting up into the sky, we see a beam, a starburst of bright rays. Dear sweet Patamon is rotating around like a bean on a turntable, or a lazy Susan in the middle of a restaurant table. And he transforms into a gigantic muscular angel with six wings and a quarterstaff. Purple ribbons engraved with runes wrap around his arms. Jyokido says, Patamon just evolved! His head is covered by a half helmet of riveted metal. Looks like a tough guy. Yamato says, oh, is that Takeru's Digimon? He's like an angel, says Mimi. Patamon? Asked Takeru Takeishi.
Takeru.
I'm Angemon, your friend.
Angemon.
Oh, why you? I was so close, says Devimon.
It's time for the final battle, guys. Are you ready? Asked Taichi Yagami.
Here's Devimon. Down, just standing there. And I can just run away. But then when I try and run away back to the save point, Taichi is like, hey guys, we've got to combine our powers and defeat Devimon. Okay, sure. But it's giving me a chance to organize digi pieces, I see. Okay, then sure, whatever. Okay, there we go. That'll totally do. I did the digi pieces. Let's go fight Angemon. Hiya! I mean, let's go fight with Angemon against Devimon, of course.
Agumon, everyone, lend me your power one more time, says Taichi Yagami.
Ah, we're gonna go defeat Devimon. Come on, let's go, says Agumon.
Yeah, says everyone.
Oh, it's that last giant boss music again. This time it's for real. We got Angemon here. What can you do, Angemon?
Heaven's Knuckle. One enemy collects holy light in fist and purifies the enemy.
God Typhoon
on all enemies creates a multi-hit holy tornado.
Holy tornado, listeners!
Holy Rod, 4 SP on one enemy, charges rod with holy power and shoots. And of course there's Mega Heal.
I really am excited to listen to everything that Angemon shouts when I select all of these. Let's listen to Heaven's Knuckle first, shall we, listeners?
It's going to cost 13 SP, but it's going to be worth it. I'm actually just going to turn down the... Editor Dan, turn the knob down on that last giant music. And now let's hear Angemon's Heaven's Knuckle attack.
Heaven's Knuckle!
Oh, that was good. 1,400.
Heaven's Knuckle!
That was great. Okay, I got my Digivolve to Greymon. Hit it with a Mega Flame, I guess. Nah, Great Antlers. Yeah, good shock. Gabumon? Guess it's time to evolve to Garurumon, isn't it? Maybe a Foxfire is called for in this situation. Oh my gosh, 300 something damage? It costs the same amount of SP as Angemon's Heaven's Knuckle. I'm lucky that Devimon it doesn't seem to be doing much more damage than last time I fought him, so that's good. Greymon, what does a Mega Flame do? Just out of curiosity, 400 damage. Yeah, okay, so it seems like Angemon is the one to be using here. Listeners, let's listen to God's Typhoon.
God's a Typhoon!
Yeah, that was a good. That did a lot of damage. That was pretty cool. Garurumon, how about a Garuru Thrust? There you go, 200 damage. Oh, it's a continuous attack. Okay, this is bad news. Another Garuru Thrust, I reckon. 372 damage. Great Antler. I'm just excited to get back to, Oh, bonding combo! Hooray! Evans a Knuckle! 1,600 damage. Angimon's great. I mean, great against Devimon, anyway. Okay, you turn down the volume of the background music and let's listen to Holy Rod.
Holy Rod!
Holy Rod! 600 damage. So there we go. He shouts the names of all three of his attacks. Go, Angimon. That's really cool. I wish that everybody did that. That's great. Devimon is nearly done away with already. It's really not got that much to contribute to this fight so far. Angimon hit him with a Heaven's Knuckle. Nice one. Death Claw. Continuous attack, it does another one. I mean, Angimon's getting a little low in health, past half health. Garurumon, did I give you a healing digipiece? No, I didn't. That's okay, the best defense is something. I was attacking with a Garuru Thrust. That's how it goes. Greymon, did I give you a healing? I don't know, just use Great Antler. There we go. Angimon, knock him out with one final Heaven's Knuckle. Yeah, that's done it. That Devimon is done for. Victory! Let's listen to all of the experience points. Patamon leveled up, Agumon leveled up. And that's it. And we got an Evo boost. EVO boost. Evo boost. A digipiece starts battle having evolved one level if possible. That's cool. Great. I like it. Angimon says, I'm going to erase all of your powers of darkness. Whoa, we got a cool cutscene, listeners. Angimon is standing up to a giant Devimon. Come to me, oh holy forces. Angimon is glowing with a blue light. The digipieces from all of the kids shine yellow light beams up at a floating Angimon. Angimon is twirling his quarterstaff around like it's a baseball bat. It is absorbed into his fist and he does one last Heaven's Knuckle, which explodes a perfectly circular hole right through bad guy Devimon. Oh, you fool! You're gonna lose all of your powers that way, Angimon! Says Devimon as he fades away in the bright light. The powers of darkness exist across the ocean as well! Booga 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 boo! And so do other Digimon stronger than me! Wait, what? Says Taichi. And he poofs away into a flash of light. And he says, you guys are doomed! Angimon seems to be, glowing with light, and then the screen flashes white, and Takeru is like, Angimon! And Angimon is like, Takeru, I'm sure we'll meet again, if you wish for it. Oh, Angimon, says Takeru. Well, would you look at this? Whoa, look, says Tentomon. It's a digi-egg. It's Angimon's egg, right? Says Takeru Takeishi. Angimon turned into an egg and is starting over, says Gabumon. If he evolves properly, you'll meet him again, says Palmon. Well, then I'll make sure to raise him carefully, says Takeru Takeishi. Oh, that's nice. Oh no! Rumble, rumble, rumble! The ground is rumbling. Sora runs away from the group a little bit. Guys, the islands are all coming back together, reports a happy Sora. Oh no, here's Ogumon.
Devimon! Did you guys kill Devimon?
Ogremon, do you want to fight with us again?
No, I'm done with all of this,
says Ogremon, and runs away again. Oh, good. Ogremon's fine. That's reassuring.
But, says Yamato, I'm worried about what Devimon said about Digimon with stronger dark powers.
Are we gonna have to fight all over again? Asks Mimi.
Well, there's not much else we can do, says Taichi.
Ah, what is that? Says Juo as the screen shakes one last time.
Oh. Like a hologram machine appears on the ground in front of us, and an old man is kind of projected up like he's standing on the strange pad in front of us. Everyone's like, what? He's an old man in like a cool robe. Genai. What kind of voice does Shinai?
So you're the chosen children, right?
Whoa, who's there? Says Taichi.
Whoa, I'm on your side, okay?
Wow, there's a human here, says Sora, besides us?
Oh, no, I'm human and yet not human, says Genai.
Oh, says Mimi, are you a ghost?
My name is Genai. Devimon's interference kept us from getting in touch. But now we've finally met. Oh.
Hey, old man, were you the one who chose us?
Whoa, no, it wasn't me.
What? Well, then who?
Whoa, well, I don't really know.
Everyone's like, what?
Well, I'm sending this from the other side of the ocean. You have to defeat the enemy on Server Continent.
So we've got to move from File Island to Server Continent, really? Kishiro Izumi says, but we don't know where that is, though, or whether we could win.
Oh, I'll send you a map to your computer. You find the tags and the crests, okay?
Tags? Crests?
Yeah, you'll need them to make your Digimon evolve even further.
What? There's even further levels of evolution, says Tai. So where do we find the tags and crests then? Asks Juo.
Well, Devimon sealed the tags somewhere together.
Oh no, he starts to flicker and flash. Oh, what's wrong? The picture's getting all fuzzy, says Taichi.
The crests are all scattered. Server Continent. I'm breaking up. Hurry.
He disappeared, explains Taichi.
Thanks, Taichi, for doing my job for me. That's great. Mimi Tachikawa is like, wow, what the heck was that?
And what are we going to do now? Asks Sora.
Well, let's just get down from this mountain first, and we can decide after that, says Taichi.
Yeah, good idea.
And hey, let's save the game. Lucky listeners, guess what? We've got two side stories as well as a main story to choose from. Three missions in the mission select screen. We've got Forgotten at the Church. Sora drops something at the church, but won't say what. We've got Mojimon's lineage. Mojimon wants to look stylish. The kids try and help. And we've got Departure to a New Continent. Hearing Janai's words, the kids depart for a bigger adventure. But for now, we're going to choose the save the game option.
Amazing. Save complete. Listeners, how long have I been recording for? Wow! I've been recording for an hour and 20 minutes. And with all of that editing at the end, which just to make it possible to stick the Last Giants background music, I bet that this one took ages to edit it as well. So you better enjoy it. You better enjoy it. I certainly have been talking for long enough to have lost the ability to form proper words. So you better appreciate all the work I'm doing. And good night, everyone. And good Digimon.
Well, would you look at this?
Digitamaya!
Ah! Digitamaya! Says Tentomon. Ah! So that makes me think of, I mean, you wouldn't... This is not the kind of egg you would cook because it has a Digimon inside it. But if it was possible to get, you know... I mean, this is a pretty weird suggestion, but if you got, like, unfertilized Digimon eggs like this, you could cook yourself some... What did he call it? Did you call it... Anyway, Editor Dan, just rewind time and make it so that didn't happen.